Hey.
How's it going?
To the conversation.
Yeah.
This is Ben.
And this is Josh.
Yes, and we're here to give you fun, interesting facts, ideas about VR and everything outside of the gaming world of VR and how cool we can be using it in other industries. So today, we're going to talk a little bit more about education with a specific topic of applied mathematics.
Oh, yes. Groan all you want.
Yes.
But it's actually very neat. So
yeah. All right. So I am not one of the people who hated mathematics growing up in high
school.
I loved it. I was always a big fan of it. But needless to say, most of my friends, they did not feel the same way. Most people don't feel that way about mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
They look at it with just disgust, disdain.
Now that I'm older, love math. I still use it like all the time.
Yes.
Every game, everything that I do in my real world, like all of it, math.
Yeah.
Like it's everything is quantifiable. It's great. Anyways, so. Yeah.
So I have a fond memory to go into this, segue right into this. Grade 10 math, Mr. Huey. I remember him so fondly. He was a great math teacher.
Yes.
We were learning about the angles of elevation and angles of declination from a starting point, right? So your basic trigonometry.
Yeah.
And I flat out asked him in class, I said, Mr. Huey, when are we ever going to be using this in the real world? And he said, thank God, he said, you're probably not.
Yeah.
That was the most depressing moment I've had in math class because I was like, then why are we here?
Yeah.
You're clearly just telling us, you're teaching us for the sake of teaching it, right? Well, fast forward, 20 years, and I'm building a staircase. I'm building an actual staircase out of wood, and wouldn't you know it, well, learning about those angles of elevation and declination came in handy.
Yes, it did.
Did not think they were going to. Trigonometry came in handy.
Absolutely.
Huh. Who knew that
it's
building
nice to
things
know
was
those
just
things.
Math. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, again, if you rewind and you think about your math classes that you've had in school, you were always in the situations of like, man, visualizing something like mathematics is tough if you don't have a proper visualization.
Exactly.
Right? Do you have a similar experience for yourself?
So we were trying to calculate how much, we have a small pool in my backyard, and we were trying to calculate how much water would go inside this pool. And it was like, the inside of a
volume.
Cylinder, the volume of
yes,
a cylinder.
The volume.
Yes, that's what it was. So we did the whole like 2πr², like it was like, oh my God, I got this. Like, this is awesome. And so I figured out how much went into this pool. I don't remember now, but, and it was weird because it helped. It helped a lot because I was like, okay, well, how much water comes out of this hose? And I figured out it was like, oh, it's going to take 45 minutes to fill up. And it was really cool to think about. But how can we fix that with VR? How can we make it easier?
In our talks about education, we've always come back to how VR can engage those muscles in education that it's hard to target those muscles with your classical methods of education, whether it be 2D methods like a chalkboard, whiteboard, even 2D computer screen, looking at a graph is difficult sometimes to visualize. If you want to visualize the Z-axis in a graph, it's 3D, it's three dimensions. By logic base, trying to visualize a three-dimensional object in a 2D space is tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. So how do you do it in the real world? Well, you give me three pencils and you go like this and you're like, look, it's a 3D graph. And you're like,
yeah,
okay, now
great,
I want to know
fantastic.
What it actually means.
Right? Yeah.
So VR is going to open up, it opens up all of that possibility to the visualization of mathematics now mm-hmm. becomes easier. So if you can increase if you can make your visualization easier, then hopefully you make that adoption of, now I can take those concepts and maybe be a little bit more open to them. I mean, I helped teach a little bit of mathematics in college, and I was saddened at how many people were generally fearful of it, that they were afraid of math, they were afraid of numbers and
mm-hmm.
because they didn't understand it. And I'm like, well, this always comes back, in my opinion, to how did you learn it? How did you learn it?
I would love to get into VR and go into like an exam at the end of like a college semester or a high school semester, and inside the VR headset, they give you a shape and then the ability to measure the shape with like, I don't know, something that locks onto the pieces. And then you have to measure the shape with the tape or whatever you've got and then do the calculation at the bottom. But you can like, you actually measure the piece. So you can actually reach up, measure it. Okay, 15 centimeters. And then you go this way, it's like, okay, 10 centimeters. But it's like a real world shape.
Yeah.
So it's like actually like realistic. So it's like if you wanted this big, like a foot long, you would have an actual foot long sized piece in VR. So you could visualize it to see it.
Yeah.
Whereas the way we've learned previously is on a piece of paper, you get a 15 foot long block and it's just this tiny little thing on the page that's just flat.
Yeah.
How do you see that in real life?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think about like home projects, right? So if you've you're in your 40s now, you have kids and you're at home and you want to do a project like build a treehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you've never built a treehouse, it's not easy necessarily. And I guarantee you, there's lots of mathematics involved. And if you're not strong at math, okay, well then how do you field that? Well, you can then start to assist people.
Yeah.
Right? Take a 360 photo of your backyard. Now input that into a program that where we can help you build a sample treehouse.
Yeah.
And while you're building it, you can be identifying for yourself, almost building an instruction kit for yourself. Okay, I'm going to make this type of cut on this piece of wood to allow for this roof to make sense. If you didn't have the visualization available and you just did it, that's what happens when you see people are like, yeah, I started to try to build a treehouse and then things started to fall apart because I actually didn't know what was going on.
Exactly.
I had no prep work. I had no plan.
Reminds me of like one of those treehouses that you make as a kid, and it's like a treehouse, but it's just a bunch of like wood stuck into a tree.
Oh yeah, you just start hammering nails in the tree. You're like, I could step on it. If it rains, I'm not going to be covered, but I can certainly climb the tree using these makeshift ladder. Sure,
exactly. Yeah.
And so there's a lot to be said, you know, when you think about applying mathematical principles in the real world.
Yeah.
I hate how the school system does not push it more or did not push it more to having students accept that as reality.
Yeah.
But guess what? All these basic mathematical principles you think you're not going to use for your career, whatever you think it might be, you're wrong. Because all of these times that were going to come up in your life, again, building a deck, assembling something at home. I mean, there's even just basic math there. Or, God forbid, you have to count change for a customer.
10 plus 5 plus 25 plus 10 plus 1 plus 25. Yeah. It's simple math. It's just something that you use like every day. Pretty much every day when you're counting, how many eggs am I going to have this morning? Oh, 3. Math.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't easy. Yeah. It wasn't hard math. It was 1 + 1 + 1, but you still used math.
Yeah.
It's still 3.
And if you look at, I mean, you know, we had a little bit of like shop class, you know, tech shop that we in grade 7, 8.
Yeah.
And that was one of the only experiences I had actually working with wood with my hands and building something.
Yeah.
And throughout the entire course, the entire project, it always came back to mathematical principles.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only way it works, is if you can calculate, you know, again, basic trigonometry comes in handy of understanding this is a stress point for a triangle. This is why triangles actually work, you know, things like that.
Well, let's go back to the 3D graphs that you were talking about with the three pencils. Mm. Where you've got a pencil upwards and then two pencils this way.
Yeah.
In VR, what would that look like?
You get to see all three axes and you get to see how... If you're going to graph a formula that would occur in three axes, you now get to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
We briefly touched on it with the chemistry of being able to visualize a 3D orbital, essentially, in a graph, on a graph. What does it actually look like in that graph? My hope is that it will help more children fall in love with math or at least accept math as a necessity.
Because a lot of kids don't learn by just writing it down from a chalkboard, like myself.
Yeah.
I learned from doing hands-on stuff.
Yeah.
But
we're going to wrap up that episode now.
The end of that one. We could talk forever, but
we really could. If you want to talk more about that subject or you have ideas for more episodes, feel free to shoot us an email. I love VR. At controlthearcade.com. If you love Control V, I mean, that's cool too.
That's sweet, yeah.
If you're interested in opening up your own business, you can check out virtualrealityfranchising.com. And if you're looking to book a session at one of our awesome arcades, head over to controlvarcade.com.
Sweet.
We'll check you
in the next one.
Bye.